The largest gun control bill in nearly 30 years. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. President Biden signing the sweeping legislation before leaving for Europe. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson has more from the White House.
And before going into his prepared remarks, which took about 4 minutes, President Biden called the Supreme Court's decision yesterday shocking, and he answered one reporter's question on his way out the door.
Do you think the Supreme Court is broken, in your view?
I think the Supreme Court has made some terrible decisions.
Now, here's what's in the bill. It provides funding for red flag laws and crisis prevention programs. It enhances background checks for buyers under 21. It closes the boyfriend loophole. It toughens penalties for gun trafficking and clarifies guidelines for gun dealers. 14 Republicans out of more than 200 in the House voted for the gun bill.
President Biden is now in Germany, where he'll take part in a G7 meeting. John Kirby with the National Security Council.
Leaders are going to be talking about core problems that are on the top of mind for all of us across the board, like rising prices, supply chain disruptions, all exacerbated by this war in Ukraine and by Mr. Putin's decision. But we should also recognize the U.S.'s position to weather these challenges.
President Biden will later attend a NATO summit next week in Madrid. The White House weighing its options on how to respond to the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre on Air Force One.
I know people are asking about executive actions. The president is going to continue to find solutions. He's going to continue to talk to leading groups. He's going to continue to talk to legal experts on what he can do.
President Biden's calling on Congress to restore Roe v. Wade on the federal level. Christian Javier, Hector Neris, and Ryan Presley combined the first no-hitter against the New York Yankees in 19 years, shutting down the best team in baseball and pitching the Houston Astros to a 3-0 victory. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Several states are duking it out to be one of the first in the nation to start the 2024 presidential nominating process. Fox's Jill Nato reports.
Officials inside the Democratic National Committee are considering rearranging their primary schedule. The Washington Post reports the usual first in the nation primary and caucus states, New Hampshire and Iowa, have been criticized because they're two of the least racially diverse states, and they've had an oversized role in choosing presidential candidates. So now Maryland, New Jersey, Illinois, and Georgia are among 16 states vying to get in on the early nominating process. A DNC decision on it's expected later this summer. Till NATO, Fox News.
A woman has pled guilty to murder in a deadly crash caused by her drunk driving in California.
Grace Coleman is scheduled to be sentenced July 29th. She accepted a plea deal from an Orange County judge that calls for a sentence of 21 years to life. She could have faced 42 years to life. The 23-year-old woman pled guilty to second-degree murder for causing a crash that killed a couple and injured their three young children in December of 2020. Her blood alcohol level was 0.22, nearly three times the legal limit. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
The New York Yankees avoid salary arbitration with slugger Aaron Judge.
The Major League's home run leader agreed to a one-year, $19 million contract for this season. Judge in March asked for $21 million. The Yankees offered $17 million. Manager Aaron Boone was glad with the arrangement.
He understands there's a business side of this, obviously, but when he comes and puts his uniform on and is in that clubhouse with those guys, It's about winning.
Judge would become a free agent after the World Series. He is also eligible for bonus money for winning the Most Valuable Player Award in the regular season and in the Fall Classic. Bob Mortali, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.